COVID-19 has given rise to a new world of digital transactions and interactions, from new ways to shop online to unprecedented board meetings. Since everybody's new normal is specified by lockdown regulations, social distancing and virtual meetings, from a legal perspective, tools like smart contracts and online dispute resolution are fast becoming the future of commercial litigation. Filling us in on these changes is the director in the dispute resolution practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, Mongezi Mpawa. Mongezi, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Benito, and good evening to your listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. So things are changing in the legal sphere as well, in how things are done. Tell us about these smart contracts.
Look, let me start off by saying that the growth of the digital economy is arguably one of the most important developments in recent times. And certainly the COVID-19 pandemic has caused more than half of the world to move online. Globally, you've seen a lot of businesses making use of what is called smart contract technology, which is your digitalized contracts, which are developed through blockchain technology. So how this technology works is that it makes use of computer programs, which are coded with protocols that have the ability to facilitate, verify, execute, and incorporate contractual terms as agreed to by the party. So when disputes pursuant to these contracts arise, they will obviously need to be resolved through online dispute resolution mechanisms known as ODR, which is integrated into smart contract technology. So an example of a software which uses this technology is Sagewise, which provides for dispute resolution infrastructure for the smart contract. This company is originally from the US. So their technology is in a way integrated into the smart contracts by imputing a coded clause that, for example, tracks and monitors compliance with the terms of the contract, where, for example, if there are delays in complying with certain terms of the contract, or if there is a party in dispute, the coded clause will allow a party to freeze the further execution of that contract and activate the dispute resolution mechanism as part of the software. So the party that does this will be allowed to choose the process, such as, for example, negotiation to resolve that dispute that arises at that time, and to deal with the enforcement before the parties proceed with implementing the contract. And depending on the mode of adjudication that the parties have chosen, the parties will then agree to then carry on with the contract. Whatever mode of adjudication they choose, it could either be an automated process or it could require human intervention, for example, having a human arbitrator that is appointed to adjudicate the dispute. So what ODR does is simply employs arbitration, mediation, and negotiation techniques on an online internet-based platform.
Right.
Whereby a software or machine may learn or be trained to recognize various patterns in data and mimics human thought processes and intelligence.
And has it proved to be quite practical when it comes to its utilization, Mongezi?
Well, it's very much popular among some reputable companies such as eBay and ePal. Which they use this platform to resolve some of the large volumes of disputes they receive each year. It's popular because it's flexible, especially where parties may be continents apart. It's inexpensive. As you know, legal fees can be very costly. And of course, it is very much efficient because the parties are in control of the process themselves.
And with the blockchain technology, am I correct in reading into it that it's fairly safe and secure?
Well, I mean, it's obviously cybercrime and cybersecurity should always be a concern when using any online platform. Potential threats could include having one's contract hacked or the data contained therein being intercepted in order to steal the party's personal information. So there could be those issues arising from these platforms. But we do have a Cyber Crimes Act of 2020, which has been assented to by the president last month, which may address these potential, you know, threats and cyber crime risks that may arise in respect of these contracts.
I see. And these smart contracts, they are legitimate, I would presume.
Well, within the South African context, we have what is called the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act of 2002, which is known as ECTA. This act regulates contracts that are concluded electronically. So although smart contracts are not expressly mentioned in ECTA, you know, it can be argued that the provisions of ECTA can be interpreted widely to apply to smart contracts. So they would be legitimate because we do have an act, in a sense, that is already in place. But as we move deeper and deeper into the fourth industrial revolution, you know, it may be time that it's properly legislated so that, you know, smart contracts and online dispute resolution mechanisms could be regulated better.
These smart contracts, do they cover all industries or are there one or two exceptions?
Well, they would cover your, you know, run-of-the-mill contractual agreements between parties. So the online feature would make a good fit for relatively your straightforward contracts, say, for example, between a supplier and a consumer.
I see.
Where, you know, parties buy goods from each other and they need to be delivered across multiple jurisdictions. So they would relatively be more applicable to more simpler contracts.
And how will this be handled here in South Africa as opposed to other parts of the world, say in more developed markets? Would there be a distinction, do you think?
Well, interestingly, South Africa, you know, as a developing country, has been able to catch up with technology, such as our courts being able to use programs such as case lines, where parties are able to exchange and file documents, court documents electronically. As well as parties who are victims of domestic violence, for example, which is a big problem in our country, being able to apply for protection orders using online platforms. So that would be the distinguishing factor that, you know, would make South Africa unique. But of course, I mean, your developed countries already have sufficient resources and infrastructure for more sophisticated ODR platforms, which would be implemented much faster than our country. But that being said, South Africa is in the process of improving its infrastructure and its online environment, which will ensure better utilization and adoption of smart contracts and ODR going forward.
Yeah, you certainly hinted at one or two areas where it can be quite beneficial, particularly within the case of gender-based violence, for example, Mungesi. So there are some terrific opportunities. Is this the future of commercial litigation?
Yeah, I certainly do think so. But at the same time, I mean, ODR will require will still require human intervention lawyers. So it's not to say that we are doing away with lawyers and machines are taking over, or, you know, programs will now resolve disputes for people, because ODR may find some legal issues too complex, or that certain legal principles need to be analyzed further. It is the future. It is certainly a type of technology that should be part of a sophisticated lawyer's arsenal to resolve client disputes more efficiently and more cost-effectively.
Mongezi Mpawa, Director in the Dispute Resolution Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Thank you so much, Mongezi, for joining us.
Thanks so much, Benito.
Beter musiek en meer daarvan. Smile 90.4 FM.